The GOP race goes from 6 to 5. John Huntsman throws his support to Mitt Romney, which may not outbalance the evangelicals who are now in Rick Santorum's column. It's Monday, January 16th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone, on this Martin Luther King Day. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Celeste. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Less than a week to go before that South Carolina primary, Mitt Romney's path to the nomination seems to be opening up a little further, or is it? We're going to talk about that and also commemorate Martin Luther King Day as well. But here's what you're talking about.
Hi, this is Mike Elector from Pembroke Pines, Florida. President Obama is trying to undermine our nation and make it into a culture similar to Europe. We don't need that kind of stuff here. What we need here, we need minimum government, maximum freedom.
Give us your thoughts. 877-8-MY-TAKE, but let's get right to the headlines.
Republican John Huntsman, as we mentioned, dropping his White House bid and throwing support to Mitt Romney. The news comes less than a week after a disappointing third-place finish in the New Hampshire primary, which Huntsman had pledged as a must-win. Campaign officials say Huntsman will endorse Romney because he believes his one-time rival to be the best candidate to beat President Obama. The former Utah governor and ambassador will announce his decision later this morning at an event in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The body of a sixth passenger has been found in the wreckage of that Italian cruise ship that sank over the weekend. At least 16 people still missing, and rescue and recovery attempts are being scaled back because of rough seas. Meanwhile, survivors tell tales of disorganization and panic during the evacuation.
The whole boat just started shifting very fast, and so we run over the railing, and we were the first couple of people jumping in, and then before we knew it, all 200 people came in. We were swimming as fast as we could away from the boat because it was turning, and it was going to turn onto us.
The ship's captain has been detained by Italian authorities and questioned about his role during the sinking. He's accused of manslaughter and abandoning the ship. This morning, the cruise ship company says human error by the captain is to blame for the accident.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad issuing amnesty for crimes committed during the anti-government uprising. The decision closely coincides with an upcoming meeting of the Arab League to discuss findings from deployed peace monitors. It's not clear how many prisoners will be released, but some activists say at least 35,000 people have been arrested. Gas prices in Nigeria are coming down following some concessions from the nation's president in an effort to end protests. President Goodluck Jonathan appeared on state TV.
I urge you to show understanding for the imperatives of the adjustment in the pump price of petrol and give government your full support. I further appeal to Nigerians to go back to work and go about their normal duties.
The president says fuel prices will drop to about $2.75 a gallon, down from about $3.50 right now.
White House officials are raising concerns over two pieces of pending legislation to combat online piracy. The Stop Online Piracy Act and the Protect IP Act are being pushed hard by the entertainment industry. However, administration officials said in a blog post they would not support legislation that, quote, reduces freedom of expression, increases cybersecurity risk, or undermines the global internet. Green Bay Packers will not be going back to the Super Bowl. The New York Giants beat the reigning champs to get a ticket to play San Francisco for the NFC Championship next week. They'll face the 49ers, who stunned New Orleans in the final seconds. Baltimore beat Houston, meanwhile, to keep an undefeated record at home yesterday, and they'll take on New England after the Patriots routed Denver 45-10 on Saturday.
Manning family is a happy family today.
And the Tebows are back to church, I guess.
Yeah, Asian markets are down. They never left church. Come on. European indices are mixed. Futures are down. The Dow will start at 12,442, the S&P at 1,289, the NASDAQ at 2371. Well, on Friday's show, I wasn't here, but John was, and you guys talked about a Supreme Court ruling that allows churches and religious groups to hire and fire their own ministers without the government enforcing workplace discrimination laws. A lot of you responded to that story. Dana wrote in on Facebook, "This can get dicey, but to me, as a general rule, a citizen's civil rights must always trump religious dictates." Give us your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. Coming up, we're going to talk about the expected withdrawal of John Huntsman from the GOP race for the nomination and what it may mean for that race. Does it make it a little easier for Romney or make no difference at all?
And NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.